So I worked all day today. And, well, I worked from
so that's not like a normal thing, right? I mean,
I work every Sunday.
You do?
Yeah.
See, now I thought for sure, I'm like, well, that's a good part of your job is for sure Sunday's off.
Once you are a regular person on a regular route, yes. But I work every Sunday because I'm bottom of the barrel and right. Amazon packages need to get delivered.
Amazon.
Yeah.
So
every time not every time, I would say 9 out of 10 times if I actually see a human being on a Sunday, when I ring the doorbell and they're like, you work on Sunday? That's like what I get. You work on Sunday?
Yeah.
I didn't think you worked on Sunday. And I'm like, well, you ordered this shit on Friday, so here it is on Sunday because 2-day prime shipping.
Has a fairly new relationship with...
Correct.
And that's strictly because of Amazon?
100%. It's the only thing we do on Sunday is deliver Amazon.
And
packages.
Has that been lucrative for the post office?
Crazy huge profit.
As a company?
Yes.
And does a post office make a profit?
Oh, yeah.
They do? Is it supported by taxes?
No. The post office is 100% supported by stamps and postage. Correct. And so the exclusive contract with Amazon is out of control.
For everybody.
Right. Except for it pays, like, everything, like, my paycheck is paid by stamps and postage only.
But they have an agreement with, so they clearly, like, Amazon is paying them.
Oh, yeah.
A certain amount of money.
Amazon pays a good chunk of cash.
To deliver their... Because they can only deliver their own... Now, do they always deliver through the post office or UPS?
Nope.
They have their own delivery service.
They do, as far as I know, because I've seen, like, Amazon vans.
That's what I thought, yeah.
I've seen a van that has, like, Amazon on it, but post office is one of the big ones. We are one of the big ones.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I kind of like that, like, private-public relationship.
And it's cool. Like, it's good on, like, so here's the thing with an Amazon package. An Amazon package will say on the label, leave if no response. So my whole job is to take it to the door, wherever the door may be, and knock on the door and walk away. I don't wait. I don't spend any time waiting or to see if somebody's home. It could be an apartment complex and there's 10 units there and it's in the worst neighborhood you could possibly imagine. But
if it was mail, you wouldn't do that.
No, mail goes in the box.
It's got to be secured.
Now, if it's like a small, like say you order a sticker from Amazon that comes in a small padded envelope, that will fit in your mailbox.
That will fit.
It will.
Okay.
But on a Sunday, mm-mm. Or if it says Amazon on it, nope, I do not leave it in a mailbox. I take it to the door, I drop it at the doorstep, and I ring the doorbell, and I walk away.
And if it says Amazon, so it doesn't have normal postage on it?
No, or it's different. Yeah.
They have a different like billing system for Amazon products.
But we leave it. It's just left at the door.
And that's because it's different than the normal mail?
Correct. It's a totally different thing. And Amazon, like, it could be a torrential downpour in the worst neighborhood ever.
You leave it outside.
I leave it outside. And I ring the doorbell and I walk away. And because Amazon would, because we scan it, beep, with our little, like, scanner.
Uh-huh.
And that thing tracks, it's like, you know, GPS tag.
Boom,
like,
as soon as you scan it.
As soon as I scan it, it shows where I scanned it.
Right.
Yeah. And so I scan it and I leave it. And that's the end of it. And so if I left it at where it's supposed to be and somebody steals it or it gets destroyed, Amazon doesn't care. They'll send you a new one.
You sure about that?
Yes. I sure am.
So
I worked from 9:30 and I was off. I clocked out right at 4 and I was like, okay. And I thought there was going to be like a big hullabaloo and like national anthem and all this stuff, like delaying the game.
Right.
But nope, it started right at 3:30, and I was like, oh man, I missed it.
Yeah, I mean,
missed the whole first quarter, but
I knew
it was
that
still
it all
0-0. So yeah. I was like, this is good for me.
I knew that it all started at 3:30. I thought maybe 3:35, maybe.
I thought there would have been I thought 3:30 was like, and now here's the national anthem.
Right.
And now we're going to announce the teams. I thought the kickoff was really going to be around 4.
Okay.
But no, it was right at 3:30.
Yeah.
They did not.
I think I've gotten used to that starting time.
They
I remember
punches.
the Bears in the playoffs against the in the Super Bowl against the Colts, and I thought for sure it was after 3:30, right. And I think they kicked off at like 3:25.
Yeah,
and I don't know what I was doing, but I missed it, and Devin Hester returned it for a touchdown on the opening play, and I completely missed it. And I turned on the TV, and it's 7-0 Bears. I was like
how does this even happen?
What? Yeah.
There's like 30 seconds gone by. Yeah, you're like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the Bears, for crying out loud. I was like, how did I miss that?
It was crazy. Today was crazy. So I was glad that it was 0-0 in the first quarter.
Me too.
I didn't miss much football from what I've been told.
Right.
But apparently, and if you know anything about Super Bowl, well, hold on. We'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
But I do need to say.
Say it.
Visit lifesabinge.com.
Mm-hmm.
I know everyone out there is listening will go to lifesabinge.com because they're our fans.
Yep.
And that's really all I have to say as far as an intro goes, other than today was the day that life moves pretty fast, threw down a gauntlet of a challenge.
They did.
And it's all about golf. Where right. Do you golf? Are you a golfer?
I've golfed. I'm pretty good. I'm okay.
Okay.
Golf is a very hard game.
It is. It is very difficult.
It's a very hard game. But I used to play when I was younger a lot more.
See, because like I was worried. I was like, I know Biz is decent, and I know BJ is. I would say
they might play
above
more than us.
Average.
Yeah.
I play, and I have my own clubs, and like I'm good.
Ish.
I'm not good. I'm better than bad.
Okay.
And so I was like, but I don't know. Like BJ's the wild card. Like I was like, I knew
me?
Nothing. Yeah, I knew nothing about your like golf experience.
Yeah, I've golfed. I golf. I have clubs.
Okay.
I used to play when I was younger. Like I lived in South Carolina, mm-hmm. and when we lived there, we lived in the subdivision, and it had a country club.
Oh.
And
so you just.
We played a lot.
Free reign?
Yeah, you play all the time.
That's
play
awesome.
Play as much as you want. And we would, me and my buddy would go play, and our dads, you know, we would all, we'd play as a two or foursome.
I can drive the ball like a son of a bitch. I cannot chip and putt. My short game is the worst.
You know, I overswing like any baseball player does and end up slicing a lot. So I have to like consciously like.
Tell yourself, shoulders down. Knees bent.
And don't overswing. Yeah, right. Don't overswing.
Right. Like, club do the work.
Don't overswing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And hit it straight. And if I... There's so many intricate little things
in a
swing that, like, if I'm... It's like a game of pool in a way. Like, if I can maintain my focus,
right.
I'm unbeatable in pool for, like, a game and a half or three, you know. But after a little while, I can't maintain my focus. And, like, after a while... I cannot make a shot.
Pool drives me bonkers because I know what needs to happen in a game of pool.
Right.
I can see it in my brain. I'm like, all I have to do is hit this ball here and the angle will take it and like geometry will work.
Geometry. And all about geometry.
Right. And I can see it in my brain, but then I actually have to do it. And then like I hit it and like the cue ball misses entirely. And I'm like, well, how is that possible? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Well, and for me, that's what I'm saying. It's so bizarre for me. Cause it's like, there'll be this stretch of time where I cannot miss.
Yeah.
I'm like, I see it so clearly. This is exactly where I need to do it.
Yep.
Boom, bang. It goes in. No problem.
Yep.
You know, and you're just running and you're on this hot streak. After a game and a half or three games or
out the door.
I'm looking right at it.
Yeah.
I'm looking right at it. Like, just there it is. It's right in front of me.
Miss.
But, I'm like, yeah. and I'm looking. I'm like, it's like in my brain, I can't, like, connect it from, like, where the balls are to where they need to go.
Right.
And where what my hands and arms need to do in order to make that happen.
Oh, yeah.
And it just doesn't happen.
So the challenge, these guys challenged us to... 9 holes of golf.
I'm glad it's 9. 18 gets a little tedious.
Their score versus our score.
Right.
And here's the stakes. The loser must appear on the other's show to issue a declaration of defeat, and the other podcast will then record the other podcast bumper, the intro bumper, for 4 episodes. So four basically episodes. a month worth of them or yep. us. We could win.
We could win.
I don't think we're gonna.
We could, but we could. It's not out of the range of possibilities. We could
win, right. So anyway, challenge accepted. Life moves pretty fast.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's all fun, whatever. And they're not going to destroy us by any means as far as like recording our stuff because they're nice guys. But it's a fun thing and it's going to happen. And within a month from now, we're supposed to play. And then after that, so it's like a 2 month long deal. And so go out right now, support Life Moves Pretty Fast. Hit up on Facebook or whatever and like say who you're rooting for. Obviously, you're rooting for us if you're listening to us.
For Life's a Binge.
So, hashtag Team Life's a Binge. Golf, it's going to happen. It's going to be awesome.
What did he call us? Binge of Life? Or, yeah, and then he called Jared Lawrence and BJ Weintraub.
Stupid Mike Bissett. That guy sucks.
The video and while you're at it, suck on this.
Yeah, and then he hits one. Stupid biz. Holy crap. But so, as far as an intro to the show, I think that's pretty legit. Check out the video. It's on our page. They posted it to our page on Facebook.
Yeah.
And issued the challenge. And of course, we're on board.
Of course.
I could lose by like 100 strokes and like it's still fun.
It'll be fun.
So anyway.
It'll be fun. I haven't played in so long. And it'll be fun to go to the driving range, hit a couple buckets.
I saw both of them today. And they both told me we are both practicing hard. And I was
we're
like,
gonna beat you guys.
Yeah, they are gonna beat us bad. It's gonna happen. But they are both working on it pretty hardcore.
Well, you know, maybe if we go and hit a couple buckets of balls.
Yeah.
You know.
I just need to chip. I need to chip and I need to putt. I can drive the ball, like I said. And that's the problem.
Short game.
Short
game's important.
When I go play golf, I get a bucket and I hit the driving range and I'm like, yeah. After about 10, I'm like, I am nailing it, dude. I could just drive all day.
You know what you gotta
do? And
then
I go hit the course, but there's a chipping green. You don't even have to pay for it.
No.
You just go and chip and putt and I never go there.
What helps too is you go play a par 3 course.
Oh yeah.
And then that just
chip.
Yeah, it's all about your short game and
true that.
That helps.
Anyway, so that's the deal. That's what's happening. We're gonna mention this a lot over the next month and a half or so because it's gonna happen. So if you listen to their show or if you like those guys, go to either our Facebook page, Life's a Binge, or Life Moves Pretty Fast, and talk mad crap to those guys.
Of course, during the game. I'll bring my field recorder.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bring a couple cameras.
Well, and BJ's, McEvely's talking about, like, he wants to video document it. Like, he wants to, like,
that'd be fun.
The whole deal.
That'd
be
fun.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun thing that you can look forward to within the next month or so. The golf journey between Life's a Binge and Life Moves Pretty Fast. But on that note, let's talk some Super Bowl. Let's do it.
Life's a Binge! Bow, 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 bow. Ow, wow.
Right?
Ba-gum, bow, bow. Bow, wow.
Ba-gum, bow, bow. Oh, man.
So I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, that was rough.
That was a bad beat. That was a bad
beat. It is not my year beat. For football.
It's a bad year for football. You know, like...
For me. For me, I feel it's all me.
For at least... At least I would say at least half the people in San Diego, that first of all, more than half are upset about the Chargers.
Correct.
But at least half the people were probably cheering for
against the Patriots. They're just rooting against the Patriots
for sure.
Right.
For sure. And so, it was fun. So I'm kind of.
It was a great game.
It was a great game.
Like
part of me is
that's the one victory is that it was such a good game.
Yeah. And part of me, I would have enjoyed. I would have enjoyed just a Falcons beatdown, which is what it looked like for so long,
right?
And I would have just enjoyed that, and I would have enjoyed like seeing Belichick not happy.
Right.
I would have enjoyed seeing Brady have to like, you know,
give it up and like, yeah, okay, and just, right?
So when it all went down, but I got to tell you, part of me was like, well,
we saw it coming. I saw it coming.
Well, I was thinking, like, it would be kind of cool to have a game, you know, but even when it was like 28-3,
yeah.
I was like, now, if the Patriots were to come back, because they always, like, they love to talk about Brady.
Right.
Like, yeah. And so they love
He's
to talk about.
He's the greatest. He now is the greatest of all time, which is unfortunate.
There's really, yeah. There's really no getting around it. There's no getting around that.
Yeah, it sucks.
It does suck. It sucks.
And
it sucks.
And here's the thing. I don't not like Tom Brady. Like,
as a guy, yeah.
Like, there's no, I don't, like.
I choose to find stuff that I don't like.
As a team, it's been a proven thing that they have cheated a few times.
They have cheated.
And so that's the only thing that I'm like, eh, they cheated.
Something like that.
The only reason that people don't like Tom Brady or Bill Belichick or the Patriots is because they are just the best. And that's why you don't like them. You root against them because no one wants to see the Yankees win the World Series eight times in a row. No one wants to see the Patriots win all the time.
Yeah, it's more impressive than any Yankee team.
Right.
Like, or any sports team.
It's
that
out of control how good they are.
Maybe there's some hockey team like the Canadiens or something back in the day that I'm not familiar with, at least like on a first-hand basis. But as far as I'm concerned, in my lifetime, this is the dynasty.
It's impossible.
That's the most impressive.
Tom Brady can wear a Super Bowl ring on one hand, on every finger of his
one
hand.
One for the thumb this year, yeah.
It's out of control.
Bastard.
Yes! And he's so likable.
He's
like,
so good-looking.
He's a good-looking, likable, not jerk of a guy.
Yep, he's really not. He's really not.
And you're just like
and I completely acknowledge, you know, my hatred for him is my hatred for Derek Jeter.
Right.
You know, Derek Jeter is, there's no, you can't. How he handles himself.
Right.
How he handled himself throughout those Yankee years.
Yep.
In his entire career.
There's no reason to not like
him. He was excellent, extremely good sports, a great teammate. There was nothing wrong with him except for the Yankees.
Accepted defeat well if they lost. Yep. Like,
I don't remember for that example, but I'm sure it's true.
But that's because they never lost.
they didn't lose much. You know, they didn't lose much.
So it was rough. And we'll get into more details in a bit. I was working until the first quarter was over, and as I was leaving work and I was listening to the game on the radio, I was driving to my buddy's house from Life Moves Pretty Fast. Mike Bissett hosted a party. That's where I was going.
Cool.
As I was listening to it, the Falcons scored their first touchdown. And in my car, I was like, woo! They got the lead! Because
usually the first team wins.
Small backstory on me. The Falcons are my NFC team. The Chargers are my AFC team because they're my team, or were. I'm going to put an asterisk there. Because I don't know if I'm a Los Angeles Chargers fan.
If they're on TV next year, I'm going to cheer for them. You know, I can't.
My problem is I want the players.
I want Philip Rivers to do well. I want Melvin Gordon to do well.
Right. I
want Keenan Allen to come back and have a good season. Joey Bosa to do well.
Dude, he's a freaking.
He's a beast.
Defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah.
And he missed four games because they wouldn't pay him because Dean Spanos is a jerk. Anyway, I'm not rooting against the players, but I don't want Dean Spanos to win anything
ever. I'm with you.
And so it's rough. And so the Chargers are my AFC team, or they were. And then the Falcons have always been my NFC team. So, like, in a perfect world, it would have been, like, Chargers versus Falcons, and then I can't lose.
Now, would you like that? Because I
can't lose. Like, I would root for the Chargers, but if the Falcons won, so then
back in the day, when, you know, where the only places that I'd lived was Chicago and South Carolina.
Right.
So, as a Bear fan, South Carolina has no pro football team, so I'm a Bear fan, but at that time, I'm a Bear fan, and what other teams might I have any kind of regional affiliates or allegiances to?
Sure.
My mom's family's from Portland, and my dad's family's from Boston.
Okay.
So I would cheer for the Blazers in basketball.
Sure.
But I would cheer for the Celtics, and I'd cheer for the Patriots, and I'd cheer for the Red Sox.
Yep.
Especially the Red Sox, big time. So I cheered for the Patriots.
Right.
So it was a little, for me, when the Bears got the Super Bowl in 85 and it was against the Patriots, to me, I didn't really like that so much. Because it's like,
I have an investment in both these teams.
I have an investment in both these teams. Right. I really want the Bears to win more than the Patriots.
That's why it's great. Because like, even if your main team loses,
your other team
wins.
So it'd be like the Mariners and the Cubs in the World Series.
Right.
It would be great. But either way,
you can't lose.
Yeah, but I like the idea of winning, right. You know, and being invested in it.
Right.
You know, and you live or die, and you go down with your team.
Correct.
You know, and so the Seahawks are in it, you know, there's it's a live or die with that team. And there's no like other attachments to the other team.
Right.
You know, I just prefer that. And if lacking your team being in it,
correct,
it's most fun to get on board against a team that you dislike, and so right. That's why it's great for.
That's
football.
Why this year was the best.
And it was good.
It was the time, and it was gonna happen.
It was a great against a great villain team.
It should have happened,
you're talking to me, dude, a Seahawk fan who had the Super Bowl won. Who had it won? Yeah. You know, like
They had Marshawn Lynch at the top of his game, and yes, they didn't run it four. They should have run it four times in a row.
Yeah, I'm the one.
They should have run it four times.
You notice in this game
that just like the Falcons should have run the ball? I swear. Okay, this year has led me to believe that the NFL is rigged. You know, I know it's not, but
okay,
the way that this game played itself out, where it was like rigged, is rigged.
There were a couple things, and like part
WWF,
of
they scripted it all. It's rigged.
Probably it was.
They want Tom Brady to win.
It was harder for me, okay, because during that time, so I had to work today too, and so I watched. I missed the first most of the first quarter.
Yeah.
So I had. Yeah, because I had to do a dolphin show.
Sure.
So I got to see the coin flip, and then it was like, I got to go, and I got to be on stage in about 5 minutes.
Show. Right.
So I run over, and it's 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Right.
Do that, come back, and it's 0-0.
Right.
And they had just got a turnover on LeGarrette Blount fumble.
Yeah.
And then shortly after that, they scored a touchdown.
Yep.
I was like,
That's when I started to listen to it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they did that. They went up 14-0.
Yeah.
It must have been 14-0. It might have been 21-0.
It was 21. Yeah. 21-0. Yep. And then they got three.
So, but I had to leave and come home.
Right.
So I'm listening to it on the radio.
Yep.
And they called a defensive holding on like four series in a row on like third and 10 or third and something. And it was like first down defensive holding.
Right.
And I didn't see it. I couldn't see the play.
Correct.
But all I could think was bullshit.
Yeah.
This
rigged.
Is bullshit.
Rigged.
Like bullshit. they're handing it to Tom Brady. Or like they're doing whatever they can
to make it impossible.
So, which is clearly straight in my head.
Oh, yeah.
I have nothing to base that on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I wasn't seeing any of these plays.
Correct.
But in my brain, I was like, oh, for Pete's sake, do you have to, like...
Correct.
You know, they want it to be...
They want that to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
And, there could be zero truth in any of that.
It is totally
bunk. But you get in that mindset, you know, like...
The thing that makes it not believable is if you watch the game, which, again... Hands down, as a football fan, great game.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great game.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a point where it was still the Falcons, because the Falcons were winning.
They were stomping.
Until the end.
They were stomping.
They were winning until the end.
Yes.
They literally had the lead until the end of the game. Anyway, but there was a pass, and Julio Jones, like, reaches out and, like, grabbed it and, like, boink, boink, like stuck his feet down, and it was like that was the most one of the most
ridiculous.
Beautiful catches in a long time.
Yeah,
you're like, that was phenomenal. The guy is a beast. Matt Ryan to Julio Jones is a beautiful combination.
It was
of
thing. And that particular play was sick.
And you're just like, yes. And then shortly thereafter came the flukiest, most weirdest, impossible play of all time when Tom Brady threw it over the middle.
Oh, for
and
God's
Julian
sake.
Edelman, or it gets popped up in the air.
Yeah,
by the defense.
Defended well. Yeah, right
and,
there.
And it's popped up, and then they like four Falcons try to catch it, and Julian Edelman's the only Patriot around.
And the ball goes through the defenseman's legs.
Both of them miss it, and then one Falcon guy tries to catch it, and so he sticks his hand out, and the instead of the ball hitting the ground, it hits the guy's hand, and Julian Edelman then bobbles it in the air all of 3 centimeters off the ground and then catches it, and it's a catch. Yeah. And that is literally the turning point in the whole game, but it's like, Julio Jones's catch was a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And Julian Edelman's catch was a miracle.
Yeah, and not only like that, it was the second one. Like, I don't know if it was on that exact same...
It was a miracle. And that's why you can't say it's rigged, because that there's no way anybody that can script anything, there is no way that that is scripted. No. That catch was a fluke upon fluke of flukes, and it was... a miracle play.
And it came on the heels of a tipped play
right.
where Bennett caught the ball. Where it was like a hit
Boink,
Brady.
It like flew up.
And he kind of caught it. And it's funny, whenever that happens, I go, you know why he caught it? Because Belichick's a genius.
Right.
That's why.
Right.
You know why Edelman made that catch? Because Belichick's a genius.
It was out of control.
And that's why it gets tiring and gets old of like.
But they were trying everything when they did that like fake whatever
at the end of regulation,
everything that they did, they were trying trick play after
they
trick play.
Yeah, they had a quarterback
Julian Edelman double like pass. Threw a pass, and like they were trying everything, and then nothing was working, and then halftime happened and Lady Gaga spent an hour's worth of time, and then everything changed.
Yep. What'd you think of Lady Gaga?
Good. I was impressed.
She was great. Yeah. I was so. I'm not a fan, really.
I'm not
at all.
I mean, wouldn't say I'm not a fan.
I'm just not. I'm not a fan.
Right.
But I'm not a fan.
I'm not a big fan. Right. I don't have the CDs or
over,
whatever.
Yeah.
But
over
it was
the years,
a good show.
I've been kind of like. Well, she's good. She's good. She's legit. And she freaking brought it. Like,
I thought
she brought it.
Yeah. I thought. Well, first of all, at the very beginning, as soon as it started,
that was filmed, I believe.
No, at the very beginning, we were sitting there, and we're like, where is she? Like,
well, she's like on the roof.
Like, she's on the like. That's what we're doing. We're like, where is she?
That was filmed,
though.
I'm pretty sure that was like all.
It wasn't though.
I think it was.
I don't think it was, because they had the drones, and like that was also a really cool thing. Like the
which
drones
I did not know that they were. Did you know they were drones?
Yeah.
Like right away.
I knew because somebody at the party knew, because apparently
I heard about it.
Disney,
it was on the internet.
Disney does that at Disney World. They have like a drone show.
Oh really?
Where
they're all just
they're just robotically
they
just do their
choreographed
thing.
And so they can like create almost
things
anything
in the sky.
Anything,
yeah. And it looks amazing.
It's like light mapping.
Correct.
They can just make a pattern.
Correct.
And the drones will go and live it out.
And so as soon as it started, they're like, I was like, where is she? And somebody's like, there's like a screen there. And I was like, no, because then nobody can see. Like, she's clearly outside. And then somebody's like, she's on the roof. And I was like, she is on the roof. And they're like, oh, those are drones, because Disney does the drones, da 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 da. And then somebody was like, she's going to jump. She's going to jump in, and then literally 30 seconds later, she jumped and, like, came into the friggin' deal.
I'm going to contend. It was a great presentation.
Right. You think it was bogus? You think it started when she came in
yes.
from this?
Yeah, I think they filmed that segment first. Kind of like old David Letterman show, where he would, like, you know what? I have to go check on this. And
right.
he'd go run down the hall, and then they'd cut to a shot of him running outside and running around and, you know, getting a hot dog. I think that was a film segment, but I could be wrong.
I choose to believe that it was happening live.
That's cool.
I choose to believe it.
It's a naive, but it's cool.
Yeah, it is, but I choose to believe it. But
I follow my instincts. My instincts are saying that it was filmed.
That being said... I thought before, because it took a while. Halftime was an hour and 8 minutes or something. Because they said when the game started back up again, they're like, it's been an hour and 8 minutes since there's been football or whatever.
No, I think that was like an hour and 8 minutes since they had the ball.
Since the Falcons had the ball.
Yeah.
Right. But that's a long time.
It's a long time.
But when... because halftime happened and they had to set up the stage and da-da-da-da-da. So they're talking about the game for the first... 5-10 minutes or of halftime, and then they take a commercial break, and then they come back for the actual halftime show, which is about, what is it, like 23-24 minutes or whatever. Yeah. But when, during the commercial break, I was like, I don't know, Lady Gaga's going to do this like weird, it's going to be all political, and she's going to like try and make a stand, and da-da-da-da-da. And she didn't at all. She just did a Lady Gaga concert.
Well, she did. She didn't do anything overt like that.
Right.
She did. I think that there was definitely a subtle message in singing
the "God Bless USA" at the beginning,
or at the beginning, the you know, the America for right. Spacious God.
Oh yeah.
And then breaking into "Born This Way."
Yep.
So I think that was definitely small, it was very things. It was subtle. Yeah.
Right.
You know.
But I thought it was going to be this big like political, because she's very vocal, or she has been.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was going to be like a tired, like, we know the country's in shambles and like, blah, we get it.
Right.
But I was just glad that she just went out and did.
Her message was just subtle, and she was just like.
She did a Gaga concert. Yeah.
You know what I dig too? And I have to say, I dig that. I don't know how old she is, maybe 30 or so. She's extraordinarily successful.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been, what, for probably 8 years or so?
Oh, yeah. A while.
Right around 10
years or so, maybe. Probably. Yeah.
But she said that performing at the Super Bowl was a realization of a dream of hers since she was 4 years old.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? That's badass.
Yep.
That is so cool and fucking good for her.
And another thing, like, people were like, I wonder who's going to join her. I wonder who's going to be there. And I heard that she was like, no, it's just, this is me. It's my dream. It's my show. I'm doing it. It's going to be my halftime show.
Which is cool.
Because like in recent history, there's been like, it's going to be Mars, this person with like, Aerosmith and Katy Gaga.
Katy Perry.
And like, yeah, everyone's there. And it's like, well, okay. Coldplay. Like when Coldplay did it, and then all of a sudden it was like.
I don't even remember that show.
Yeah.
Who did they do it with?
Coldplay started, and then that's when Bruno Mars came out. And...
So it was Bruno Mars came back again, right?
Yep.
That was
and
dumb.
Someone else.
That was dumb.
Beyonce was there.
Huh.
It
and
was
then
like,
the black power thing.
Yeah,
that
was
that was Coldplay.
It was Coldplay,
too?
Then Beyonce, and Bruno Mars.
Boo. Right. I want to see somebody carry it.
Right.
You know.
And she freaking nailed it.
She did.
Dude.
She carried it. She owned it.
And she did
own the moment.
Four different costume changes, and like she flew in ceiling. Like,
it was great.
It was good.
It was great.
It was a solid show. And like it was just funny because like one of the people at the party was like, so all the big, burly, manly men, or whatever you want to call them, that are at the football, they're at the Super Bowl, and they spent their money, and they're at the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And then they have to watch Lady Gaga dance around and like in her glittery whatever. And she's like, do people, like, is this like a thing that like people other than the people at home are enjoying? And I was like, probably, but at the same time, it's like if you're at the game and like it's now halftime, like you're gonna go pee and you're gonna buy a $30 beer and like
probably, yeah,
and maybe you're gonna watch it, but at the same time, it's like like this is my time to like get away from.
I don't know.
Like,
it's hard to say.
I'm sure if I was there, I'd be like, I don't care who it is, I'm watching
the Super Bowl.
It's gonna be a huge
the halftime,
spectacle. Like. Let alone you paid how much to get in.
Right.
And, like, I don't know how much it would cost to see a Lady Gaga concert, but it's probably around $100.
Yeah.
Right. And so, like, you better watch it. Like, you spent how much money to get to the Super Bowl? You better watch everything. Like, piss your pants if you have to.
Right.
You watch the freaking show because it's included with your ticket.
Yeah.
She was great.
She was great.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed with her voice.
And she sang live. Yep.
She sang live. Mm-hmm. And she not only sang live, she was on it.
Dancing the whole time.
And she was on it, like vocally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like she was every note, selling every note.
Yep. It was awesome.
And like, early on, I was like, well, she sounds really good.
I was not.
Ooh, she sounds good.
I was not upset with it at all.
No, I was like. I'm like, I'm freaking drinking her Kool-Aid.
And she sang the hits. Like I thought she was gonna do, so like she did the one new song that I think is fairly new, which I don't know. Like I know the older, like I know Poker Face, and I know Born This Way because that was a big deal when it came out, but Bad Romance, like, she did a good medley of her stuff.
I knew, you know, how out of touch I am, like, with modern music.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, I know that song. There was only one song I didn't know.
Yeah.
It was like the second or third one. I was like, that one I don't know.
But
everyone, I was like, God, she sounds great.
Yeah.
And that's a good, that's a nice use of the stage. And
yep.
That's a really nice, and the choreography was tight.
Like, there was one thing that I didn't dig about the choreography. And it's when the big guy, like, picked her up and, like, was walking with her in her arms.
Oh, that was a little weird.
I was like, this is weird. But then I got to give it to BJ McEvely. He said the funniest thing that I've heard in a while.
I just imagine. Yeah, I can imagine.
As that guy was holding her, and he's, like, stomping and, like, walking, and she's, like, kicking her legs or whatever, he just goes, hey, they found something for Gronk to do with this game.
That's good.
And it was so funny. Laughed so hard, and it was so subtle, and I don't think anybody else heard it, but I was like, dude.
That's good.
That was so good. Like, because if you know anything about football, like, obviously Gronk is, like, one of the best tight ends ever, and da-da-da-da, and he wasn't playing because he's hurt. But
see, I wanted the Patriots to have to say, well, we would have won
if we had Gronk. Playing. Right.
I hate the fact that they won, but I'm not that mad about it.
So, yeah, long story short, as far as the game, final thoughts on the halftime show? It was good, right?
Yep.
I don't think anybody could say that it was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a solid, solid performer.
But now, were you watching it and going, guessing what people were going to, like, say? So, like, I was watching it and just looking, sometimes just looking for, like, or what are the haters going to say?
Oh, right. Yeah.
And so, I'm watching it. I'm like, she looks great. Like, she looks fantastic. She's got a great ass.
Yep.
And her body looked great. But they, one little thing, and you could see a little bit of, like,
her
tummy
little
roll. Like, yeah, tiny,
at the end, yeah, when she did the costume change and she had, like, the tighter, like, shorts or whatever you want to call them on. And she had, like, the little quote unquote, like, muffin top.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. No.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
And it's weird because I had the same thought.
Yeah, you know that, like, everybody.
Like, here's the thing. Like, if you've seen me, I'm an overweight dude. Like, I have no right qualms or whatever to judge anybody.
Right.
But exactly the same thing. I was like, people are going to give Gaga so much crap for, like, having belly fat.
Barely any. Like, seriously, like, a tiny little
bit. But it was like, but I unfortunately, in the world we live in, I was like, people are going to, there's going to be, like, a screenshot.
Uh-huh.
Well, the same thing happened with Beyonce when she, like, she had, I'm sure you've seen the picture where she, like, almost fell over one time when she's in her heels and there's, like, she's making the craziest face of all time. And, like,
during a performance?
Yeah. And she was, like, doing this, like, squat jump thing in her, like, 6-inch heels. And it's like, well, I couldn't do that ever.
Right.
But, like, she's doing it while singing songs and dancing for, like, 30 minutes.
Right.
But, like, there was a picture of her, like, making this, like, crazy face because they paused it at, like, the worst.
Exactly. Right.
And, like, everyone's just like, look at Beyonce, black. And so I just picture the internet taking a screenshot of, like, Gaga with her tiny little, like, belly fat, like, whatever. And, like, just working her like there's no tomorrow,
which I'm sure happened.
I'm sure. But, like, oh man, she's gorgeous and talented and awesome. And, like, but, like you were saying, the same thought went through my head. I was like, people are going to rail on her for that,
right?
Rail. And in, like, her being her, it's gonna come back with, like, F you guys, like, whatever. Yeah. I, you know, her song Born This Way is all about, like, body image and, like, everything about, like, don't judge me. This is who I am.
Right.
And so, like, if the world tries to say anything about that, it's just going to,
I hope the rest,
like,
of the world slaps them down.
Oh, it will. So, everyone will. And if they don't, then Gaga will just be like, F you.
Yeah.
Like, you.
How about when you have your Super Bowl show? You can get rock hard abs,
but
show us how it's done.
But I had the same thought where I was like, the world is going to bag on her for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Good for her, though. That's what I went away from that going, good for her. She's converted me to someone who's not a fan.
Not a fan, but a fan.
But a fan, yeah. Like, I appreciate her.
She nailed it, dude. Yeah. It was a solid halftime show.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Happy with her.
It's not a Michael Jackson show.
No.
Which I felt like she was doing a small little tribute to at the very beginning. Because if you remember, I remember the Michael Jackson show. Because
the halftime show.
That's my guy.
Right.
But when he popped out of the stage, boom,
mm-hmm.
and just stood there for like 2 minutes without doing anything.
Yeah.
And literally just stood there. I felt that it was a slight homage when she like landed on, like after she jumped from the roof and like landed there. And it was like, and she just stood there for a second. And then like, can't read my poker face.
Right.
Boom. And then just stood there again. I was like, I think maybe that's a slight, I think it's a slight thing.
It might be. Because I definitely think that like she has this one song that reminds me that it sounds like, and maybe I'm thinking that it probably absolutely is a Madonna tribute.
Oh, yeah. She's been, you know, said to be the Madonna of the new generation, mm-hmm. or whatever. Right.
But that one song, it sounds like Express Yourself to me. But it's a catchy song. And then in the middle of it, she breaks down like a little thing and does a thing that's very Vogue.
Right.
Like the song
a very
Vogue.
Rappy.
Yeah.
Not sounds, rap, but like very
sounds like,
spoken word.
Like in Vogue.
Yep.
You know, Greta
James
Garbo.
James Dean. So,
right. Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And so enough to think that's clearly not an accident or a happy coincidence.
Correct.
That this is done in homage.
Thing,
yeah.
Right.
That it's designed. And I know in music, they do that a lot. Like they'll do, you know, Phil Collins' Sussudio. He's like, I wrote that because it's the song 1999 by Prince.
Yep.
It's like, it's the same. Sussudio.
I love Phil Collins. But anyway.
I love Prince. But I remember hearing that and getting a big kick out of, first of all, just acknowledging it straight up.
Oh,
well, this song is like, it's Prince.
Well, nowadays they don't even try. Like, they just sample. Like, they just, it's not stealing, it's sampling.
I think there are still musicians who do it, you know, and who like to throw things in.
Yeah.
You know, Sean O'Donnell, you know, and when he was doing Reeve Oliver, you know, he would throw Beatles stuff in you know, that are obvious Beatle things. Hamilton's full of it, you know, full of like these references and homages
and, it's awesome.
And stuff. Agreed.
But yeah, overall halftime show, money, solid. Overall football game, great game. I was pissed at the outcome of it. But one thing, like I said, I missed the first quarter and the first portion of the second quarter on TV.
Okay,
and typically, the best commercials are going to be at the beginning of the game. So, like, the first commercial break is going to be like, here's the money.
Right.
Or whatever. And when I got to the house, I didn't see, like, anything really noteworthy.
Now, did you remember, like, were you consciously, like, watching the commercials, like, when you got there?
Right when I got there, I wasn't. Because I was too busy, like, schmoozing and saying hi and et cetera, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
But I asked people, I was like, so what's the commercial to beat so far? And people that were sitting on the couch and didn't move for the first 2 hours of the game said nothing.
Yeah,
nothing. I was like, there's nothing? Like, there's not a funny Doritos commercial? There's not like a good, like, what's Budweiser got? Like, Budweiser or Bud Light, like, they're on their game. Like, what do they got? And they were like, there hasn't been anything. And I was like, okay, maybe. Like, maybe you... I don't know. Maybe they're just off their game or whatever, but like, I didn't see anything of note. But I know you're going to play something, and I'm excited. So,
well, okay. So, what I'm on right now is Collider.com.
Sure.
And it has the list of the best Super Bowl commercials 2017.
It's already exists.
Boom.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect.
All down on here. So, or at least,
oh, yeah,
I guess,
according to them.
Opinion.
Yeah.
So they have, without reading any of it, just the ones that they have listed for the links on.
Sure, absolutely.
They have the Budweiser immigrant story.
which was, I saw that one.
I thought that was an, honestly thought that was an excellent commercial.
I thought it was a great ad.
It's a small, produced movie quality.
Yeah.
Short.
Yeah, it's the guy, he came over from Germany, and he's, like, trying to get people, like,
you wonder,
beer.
Do you think that's, like, true? Like, because they're, like, of the riverboat fire.
Right.
You know? And so there's
I'm sure it is.
Now, this was a bit of a, I heard about this commercial before, because it had a little bit of controversy, that, you know, that people get up in arms about in anything.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And so people were up in arms because this was clearly a shot at immigration right. and the Trump
wall and
yes
and immigration ban and blah
right.
blah blah
right.
But clearly they had this planned. Since
they didn't make
the last
yeah they didn't
Bowl.
Make this yeah,
yeah they
didn't make
in
it
the
in the
last
2 weeks
right
yeah
exactly
but yeah so you know, so kudos to him I
right.
mean kudos to him. You know, and this used to be, it's funny, it's like in all, you know, in full disclosure, you know, we used to work for this company.
Right.
You know, but we don't anymore.
Correct.
They don't own SeaWorld anymore, and
nope.
you don't work for SeaWorld anymore.
Correct.
But I do have a, you know, somewhat of a, just a family affinity.
Right.
To.
Well, for you, like, to, and, they were, like, they were your boss for. Years.
They were.
Years.
For years.
Years and years and years.
For probably 8 or
yeah,
10 years or
years,
so. Maybe 8 years or so.
So you have a connection to the Anheuser-Busch
and
family.
My, yeah, and my bank is an Anheuser-Busch
right.
credit union still.
Correct. Yeah.
Even though now it's American Eagle, but
right.
they're
the same thing. Yep.
So yeah, so I do have a connection to it. They had since been bought by the Belgians,
yep.
bought by the InBev,
mm-hmm. yep.
which does Stella Artois beer.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're no longer an American beer.
Right.
But they
are still
yeah.
the king of beers.
And you know, because they used to promote themselves as American-owned. Like
right.
American, and
yeah.
they're no longer American-owned.
Not anymore.
They're owned by the Belgians.
Correct.
But they're doing American-centric
right.
beers mm-hmm. commercials, like Budweiser has kind of always done.
Mm-hmm.
So,
dude, still like hands down, like the 9/11, like Clydesdale, like Budweiser commercial.
And they kneel.
Yeah. One of the best commercials ever. And like, it's weird to me that people take stock in commercials.
Cause, right.
Especially because like, nowadays, we don't watch commercials.
Not as much.
We DVR it and we skip the crap out of them.
You know when you watch them? During live sporting events.
Correct.
Which is why
the Super Bowl is like still a thing.
Yeah.
And people will literally say, I watch it for the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the weirdest thing to me ever. Because any other day of the year, we skip that
We're
shit.
Avoiding it. Yeah.
Like, we avoid commercials like there is no tomorrow. But Super Bowl, it's like a weird cultural thing. To like, we're gonna want like I'm excited to see what Doritos is gonna bring to the table,
right,
or
right.
I'm excited to see like what Budweiser's got, or,
right?
And so, yeah,
I didn't see a single GoDaddy commercial this year, which is the first time in a little
yeah.
while.
That's true,
and that's almost the only time you see commercials for them,
right?
Like I don't see them that often during the year.
But that's the thing. I felt like overall, I didn't see anything of significance other than. Like the Budweiser one, like I remember that one, because it was a good ad.
It was very good.
Yeah,
yeah, it was just really, really well done.
Yep.
So they had the Budweiser immigrant story. We won't play that one. They had the Easy Driver, which was a Mercedes commercial that's set in a biker bar. Did you see that one?
I did not. Oh, is this the one? I think you showed me a clip of this.
Yeah.
But play it. I want to watch.
And it's a. Dang it.
I want to see it.
That's not the right one. Todd was like,
we
failed. You can
yeah, I'm not editing out any weird awkward
yes,
pauses.
Right.
And the first time we try to do it, there's a weird awkward pause.
So funny. This is the worst ever. All right, we're going to skip that one.
Yeah.
We're going to skip that one.
But yes.
I played maybe once he played it once, now it won't like go back to it. But anyway, it's a commercial that's an Easy Rider reference.
Correct.
Which is a very older.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I have nobody a feeling, knows. Yeah, that no one's going to get. So it's a Mercedes commercial set in the biker bar, and they're in the biker bar, headbutting each other in the face.
Like, punching people, and yeah. It's a fight.
And but there's
arm
also.
Arm wrestling.
They're also, like, paying homage to Easy Rider. He's like in front of it, like it's a little shrine. Yeah. And so Peter Fonda shows up at the end in a Mercedes because he's blocking somebody's
motorcycle. All the bikes can't get out.
And they're all mad. But then they realize it's Peter Fonda. Like, oh, it's the guy whose tattoo is on the dude's arm. And he's in a Mercedes driving away, which is kind of a social statement too.
Yep.
That these hippies are now
Well, that was that brings up a valid thing that I talked about with a mutual friend, Chris. You know Chris Fisher?
Maybe.
I think you do.
Okay.
He's at SeaWorld, was a dolphin trainer for a long time. Uh-huh. Anyway, he was there, and like, it was probably like in the middle of the fourth quarter when I was like, I miss, like, quote unquote, classic Super Bowl commercials.
Right.
I was like, I haven't seen a single thing that's extremely memorable, whereas, like, 1994, like, you couldn't go anywhere without somebody going, "What's that?
What's that? What's that?"
And, like, that's the funniest, like, that is a Super Bowl commercial to
True.
Me, where it's so, like, you cannot avoid it.
Yep.
Or, like, Budweiser.
Yeah.
Like, right. And those are both Budweiser commercials, mm-hmm. but the Budweiser frogs and the What's Up guys, mm-hmm. those were like, you could not avoid it. Literally the day after the Super Bowl, you'd call up your friend and be like, "What's that?
What's that?"
And I said, I was like, I miss like the What's Up guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris was like, you know what's funny is that they could play that, the original What's Up commercial, and it would bring back nostalgia for us older guys, and the new generation would be like, that commercial was the bomb.
Probably.
We're like, they have no idea.
I think they're maybe not. Yeah, maybe not.
Like, the millennials don't know What's Up.
Do they not?
I don't think so. It's been 20 years.
Has it been that long? No.
It was like 94, so it hasn't been that long, but okay. It's been like 20 years.
Well, I remember that it had already played out pretty good when I went to France in 2000, and in 2000 we were saying bonsoir.
Right.
Like that was a take on that. And that was our thing. So
it was like 94, 95, 96.
That's 20 years ago.
But like, they could play that exact same commercial, and the new generation would be like, "What's that?"
True. All right. So,
yeah.
So they had the Budweiser immigrant commercial.
Good one.
Which is a good one.
Yep.
They had this Mercedes one.
The Easy Rider.
Easy Rider. Mm-hmm. This Tom Brady for Intel. I didn't see that one. Did you see a Tom Brady commercial for Intel? And I. Do you want to watch it?
Sure.
Okay.
If it will play, I would love to see it.
Intel 360 Replay makes anything look epic. Literally anything.
It's crunchy, Steve.
He eats a pancake off the floor.
Wait till you see it in the game.
Okay, that was pretty good.
Enough. They get it.
That was pretty good.
He's so good looking.
Yeah, screw Tom Brady. Yeah, fuck
that
guy.
Hate that guy. So that was pretty good. That's cute. Intel. Yeah.
It's one you'd have to see like to get, but like he's doing everyday menial stuff, making pancakes and brushing his teeth.
But looking spectacular.
Yeah, and it looks great.
John Malkovich for Squarespace.
Is that the, like, that's, I saw that one before the Super Bowl.
That's, I think they were like, leading
who's
up
John
to it?
Malkovich or whatever.
Yeah.
It was a different play.
I think there were a couple. So there were at least two here. So,
I saw a preview, or I guess, where he's like, who has John Malkovich.com?
JohnMalkovich.com is taken.
So now, do you think that his.
Somebody already snatched it.
But I'm him. The collection is called John Malkovich.
This is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm, I really am him.
Do you think he really has a clothing line?
Isn't it a movie about other people?
But if he doesn't, that's
It's sure, brilliant.
Yeah.
I need JohnMalkovich.com. Who has it?
What the f*** is going on? How the f*** can you be John Malkovich?
Dear Mr. Malkovich, guess who? What the f***? Question mark. What the underlined.
I haven't seen this.
Me neither.
Sincerely, no.
The.
Also.
Oh, also.
John Malkovich.
So essentially, claim no. your domain name. So
I saw a very truncated, edited short version of that.
So you want to see the next one?
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
This is the one that I kind of remember.
No, it's not a joke. Listen, I'm trying to start a menswear line, a fashion line, and you have the domain johnmalkovich.com, which I very much need. Yeah, you think when people contact johnmalkovich.com, they're actually looking for you, or maybe they're looking for me. Listen, I really... get out of my name! John Malkovich hung up. JohnMalkovich.com has a temper.
So that's
pretty solid.
That's cute.
That's so, a two-parter. I love the two-parters.
I enjoy
in the previous one, he's like, I should just call him.
Right.
And then the second one, he's on the phone and he...
Yeah. I get a kick out of
that's
that
That's pretty
too.
Solid.
Especially like in an event like the Super Bowl where you're going to be watching several commercials.
In sequence. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
So the next one was Melissa McCarthy Saves the Planet.
That one was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny, too.
I do remember this one.
I agree with that. It's Todd had an interesting point because it's like, it almost says that, like, don't save the planet because it's futile.
Right.
You know, because she gets whooped by the by the whale and gets sucked up into the iceberg. And
bounced by that whale. It was so out of left field.
It was a little shocking.
Whoa!
A little shock factor. Like, plank up against the side of the ship and into the water.
That was pretty funny.
So
that was pretty
solid.
That
was a good commercial. Yep. There was the Gal Gadot and Jason Statham for Wix.
Don't know this one.
So... this is a two-parter, too.
Sure. Did you watch these ones?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Are they good?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. So the storyline is the guy is working at a restaurant, and he has headphones on, and he's, like, working on his Wix page.
Sure.
And there's this incredible, like, scene going on in the restaurant where the whole thing essentially explodes, and he wakes up and or takes off his headphones, and Gal Gadot and
Jason Statham,
who are like the heroes, are like had just fended off all the stuff, and he said their action, their kind of crazy stunt action follows him wherever he goes. So he's like, oh, I'm out of the restaurant, I'm gonna get my food truck. But then all of a sudden they show up in his food truck and have to fight something off. And
I dig it.
Yeah. So it was pretty good.
Nice.
It was pretty good. But it's all about Wix. So did you catch any of the live Snickers, or did you catch the live Snickers commercial?
Nope.
So with Adam Driver was in it. So they have a couple of them on here online.
Hit play.
These are like previews for them, so they're not the same commercial.
Gotcha.
So you'll have to like look that one up.
Sure.
But I have to say it was...
Adam Driver, who is now famous.
He was famous
in Girls, but now he's now famous for being Kylo Ren in Star Wars.
Yes. Yeah. There was Bill Nye the Science Guy.
That one was pretty good.
Persil.
It wasn't the best, but it was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Was that?
I didn't see this one.
Wait. Was the Bill Nye one the Tide? Is it Tide?
It wasn't Tide. It was for a called Persil. It was a laundry detergent called Persil.
There was a Tide commercial that I don't remember what it was, but I know that it was Tide. Where I was like, that was a good commercial.
Huh. So we'll see if that comes up. I didn't see this one that was like a yearbook memories for Honda. Amy Adams, Stan Lee, and more remember for Honda. Should we play it?
Yeah, hit play. Let's see what's up. See if it's good.
Let's see how long it is. It's a minute.
When you start out, you might not know where you're going, or what you're doing, or why you're carrying this red rose with
you. Tina Fey, that's good.
You just keep going. Keep your focus and avoid the distractions.
It's kind of spooky looking.
Sometimes you may fall flat on your face.
Amy Adams.
But technically, that's still moving forward.
You got to pick yourself up. Make some moves and do it all with a smile. believe in yourself. You think that any of these folks believed that I'd make it?
Definitely not.
That was a rhetorical question, Daryl.
If you want to make an album, make an album.
If you want to make a universe, make a universe.
If you want to play the clarinet, maybe don't dress like this, but play the clarinet.
The point is, all dreams are within reach. All you have to do is keep moving towards them.
Here's to the animation's place. A little off-putting. The
amazing places yep. they lead. But it's clearly their actual yearbook from
Hearth. Right, yeah, that made it come to life. But that's not bad. Solid, yeah. That's not bad.
It has a good message and yeah, everything.
It's
yeah.
cute. Christopher Walken and JT, you saw that one?
Yep. No.
It's for some juice named Bai. Bay?
Okay, Bai. It's, yeah.
It is Bai.
Samantha's a big fan of this juice or this drink. I played the commercial. I got to see it now.
Okay, because Christopher Walken's
fine. Well, Justin Timberlake's my boy. Dude.
He is my boy, too.
I don't want to make it tough. I just want to tell you that I've had enough. It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, baby. Bai, Bai, Bai.
JT is money. Doesn't say a word. Doesn't say a word the whole time.
That commercial's fantastic.
Yeah.
That is a good. That's good. That's good. I dig it.
Lady Gaga Talks Rebellion with Tiffany Company. I didn't see that, but I'm not coming.
No,
I'm not that interested.
Don't need it.
John Lovitz for Avocados. I'm not that
Play
interested.
Play it. I love John Lovitz.
You do, huh? Okay. Love him. I like John Lovitz, but.
It's got to be good. If it's John Lovitz, it's got to be
good. Avocado. Eat them.
Eat it.
Guacamole. Everyone loves guacamole. For suburban moms. Come and get it, hipsters. See you in the first quarter.
So I think this one played before, and then I think there was a second one, yeah. But I don't think.
Hey, Ed.
Avocados from Mexico.
Dig it.
So it's funny. Did you read my long-winded thing about emotional bank accounts and such?
When was
recently?
This?
Like in the last couple of days. It's a long. It was a long, long.
Well, I remember you saying that I had. I remember you saying something about. I don't think I read it. I think
okay. It's
I think
long.
We actually talked about that.
But it talks about your emotional bank accounts with people and how that also plays out on a larger scale.
Right.
With people that you'd never met. But many people see them, so essentially, like many people see, say Shia LaBeouf be a jerk on Leno,
right?
And it has an effect,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he
does a spoof on himself, and you're like that gains
it,
him 10,
it helps,
10
yeah,
points,
right,
yeah.
But every time he does something bad, it takes away 10 points,
correct. So every time, good thing you earn a point, but every bad thing takes away 10.
Yeah, so it's much easier to destroy than it is to build something. So John Lovitz was at a celebrity softball game, and then I was met him, and I didn't like him. He was kind of, and so
and he's. Like, I've heard that. I've heard that about.
You might have heard it from me.
I've heard that. Maybe from you, but I've also, that's just a thing that I've heard. Yeah.
So anyway, so it's funny, like, because he is funny, and I always thought he's funny, but I...
Nope.
Yeah, I have less patience for him because of that. Now, this is the commercial that I really got a kick out of.
Okay.
We might have to play this twice.
I'm down.
Okay.
Just play it. Don't tell me anything.
All
just
right,
play
I won't
it
say anything.
Isn't T-Mobile fantastic, Snoop? Unlimited data, taxes and fees included. It's everything.
Might even say it's all that in a bag of...
Purple cushy throw pillows?
No, I was thinking...
Herb roasted lamb chops?
Nah, bag of...
Greenery. For your topiary garden?
Nah.
Pot?
Mm-mm.
Cannabis?
Maybe.
Smartphone sweaters? It keeps your unlimited data cozy.
I like that.
It's all that and more. T-Mobile One. All unlimited. Now, with taxes
good.
And fees
well, do you
included.
Know they have a show?
I heard that they have a show coming up. So, but
they
I,
have
I,
a show together.
Whoops. So I watched this commercial, like, and it was halfway through it where I'm like, when she says greenery, and then just like something else.
Pot.
Yeah, just pot. It's just cannabis.
Yeah.
Cannabis. Like cannabis. So it's
whoever wrote it.
All the little references are awesome.
It's everything.
It's like purple cushy. Like
bag of
purple cushy throw pillows.
No, I was thinking.
Herb roasted lamb chops?
No, bag of
greenery. Herb roasted. For your topiary garden.
Nah.
Pot.
Mm-mm.
Cannabis.
Maybe.
Smartphone sweaters? It keeps your unlimited data cozy.
I like that.
It's all that and more.
That's pretty good.
I guess get a kick out of that.
No, that was solid. Some punny writing.
Yeah, it's some good stuff.
Whoever wrote that was like, yep, I know what I'm doing here. So, I just think it's crazy they have a show together.
It is, and I don't know if it started yet or not.
I think it did, or it might only have been like a limited thing where, anyway, but yeah. That's an unlikely combination of good times.
Oh, so dang it, that's the last ones that they have on this one.
Well, but in all honesty, the ones that you played, I didn't see. And so, cool. Like, those were probably all at the beginning, like I said. Or because the immigration one, the Budweiser one, that was pretty late in the game. All I'm saying is that for some reason, this year, there hasn't been a commercial. In recent history, there hasn't been a commercial
that's really stood out, a
cultural phenomenon.
Agreed.
And maybe I'm just like, I'm stuck in like the Budweiser, like Budweiser.
No, but no, those are legit, but though.
That's a thing that like swept the nation. The Was Up thing.
Yeah.
That was out of control popular.
Agreed.
Like, and there just hasn't been that type of a commercial in a long time.
Well,
so,
in lieu of that, this was one that, especially for our podcast,
sure,
was a good one. And so let's just watch it.
Sure.
And I was excited about this.
Look on my ego.
Whoops.
Look on my ego. I love it!
Okay, that was awesome. I didn't realize that the first time. Let me start it over.
Is this Stranger Things 2 sequel?
You like my
Lego?
I love it!
Lego waffles, yeah.
Dude, I got so jacked.
Yeah, did you see that during the game?
I got so jacked.
Yeah.
So
me
jacked.
Too. Me too.
And not only to the point where, like, some people were like, what was that? And I was like, whoa.
Come on now.
You haven't seen Stranger Things? Like, I got so jacked. I was like, it's coming. Halloween. Oh, God, it's so far away, but there's a trailer. Ah!
Yeah. It is, that's good. That's a good 8 months away.
Yeah, it's a long time.
So
I got so jazzed. I was like, I can't believe it. And people were like, what? And I was like, you have to watch it.
Yeah. Andrea was like, I need to watch that. I'm like, you really do.
Yeah,
you
it's
really
so
do.
So good.
So, but it's cool. It's cool that even though it's early on that they're getting into it, because Stranger Things is one of those cultural like phenomenons,
mm-hmm.
like something that was so popular. And it was cool that it was.
Yeah.
And so that's exciting. Did you see, speaking of which, did you watch any of the Golden Globe Awards?
I saw some of them. Yes.
So, and of course, Meryl Streep had her very effective, great
speech. Yep.
But they, at the beginning, number, they had the Stranger Things.
Yep.
That was sick, dude. It was so good.
Well, hold on. Meryl Streep's, was that the Golden Globes?
Yeah.
Well, what was the one after? What was the awards after? The SAG Awards?
Yeah, which is I that missed
when,
that.
But is that the one where he, like, Hopper, the guy that plays Hopper, won it with Winona Ryder?
Yes.
With Winona
right,
Ryder.
I saw that on the internet.
Yeah. With Winona Ryder's face is just like the internet meme of memes now.
Yeah, I think she was clearly feeling.
Maybe she was on something.
She was feeling the effects of something. Yeah, she was on something.
But it was like, what is going on with Winona Ryder?
But you know what it reminded me of? You know, and like, I hate to do it, but it reminded me of Trump during debates when they show his face and he can't hold his face still for anything. He's got like me making a face the entire time. I'm like, you're on drugs, dude.
Yeah, something's happening.
And like my other friend is like, you know what? I figured out a tell for Trump. he always like cops to things, like he never inadvertently cops to things. So I don't know if you remember him saying, "I think we should drug test the candidates for the debate." And I'm like, dude, you're on coke. Like, everybody's talking about it. You're sniffing like crazy. You're making, like, clearly you're on coke. And he just, like yeah, it's just like some kind of subconscious thing where he's like, well, I think
we should do it.
We should do a drug test.
That's funny.
You know, so anyway, that was kind of funny.
Yeah, so I think we're...
Yeah, we're good. About it. We're good. There were a couple other ones. There was the advertisement for the X-Men, the new Wolverine commercial.
Oh, dude. The trailer really for that movie looks phenomenal. The second trailer they put out, that's going to be great. There is just... that was the main thing. I saw so many TV and movie trailers that I was like, all these look good.
Yeah, true.
But as far as like the game goes, man, we didn't really talk about the game that much. But
I'll tell you what it featured.
I can't believe that it for me it doesn't come down to talent on the field, because like obviously Matt Ryan is the MVP of the league,
because
they were like 15-2 or whatever on the season and like whatever. It came down to coaching. Which is a kind of a cop out if you're a sports guy, but at the same time, it's not like they had the ball. The Falcons had the ball on like the 20-yard line, and they chose to try a pass 3 times.
Yeah,
and the thing that got them to the playoffs is passing the ball, because they have Julio Jones and
Matt Ryan is awesome,
and Gabriel is a great slot guy, and like
Sanu's good too. Yeah.
Yeah, they have the receivers, and like Matt Ryan can just throw them the ball. That's what got them there. And Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman are great running backs, but for some reason in the Super Bowl they were running, and it's not bad because it was working,
right?
But when you have the ball on the 20-yard line, and you're up by 8 points, all you have to do is kick a field goal to get up by 2 scores.
Yeah.
With 3 minutes left, there's no way. Tom Brady and no, doesn't matter. Nobody can get that many points in that short amount of time.
Right.
And they tried to pass, and they got sacked. And then I was like, why are you not just running it? Just run and kick the field goal.
Yeah.
And so Shanahan, who's the offensive coordinator, who's playing, calling the plays,
and for most of the game looked like a genius.
Yeah, you know?
and
then just lost it. Just was like, I'm done. I checked out.
It's almost like they didn't seem to ever even touch the ball like that much in the second half. Hardly.
It was horrible. It was horrible. Horrible. It was it was an implosion. It was the biggest comeback in Super Bowl history.
Yeah. And so it was kind of cool that it was first time, this 51st Super Bowl, first time it went into overtime. So that was cool. Such a big comeback was cool.
And Tom Brady broke a record. He's like threw the most yards ever. It was like 400 and something stupid yards in the stupid Super Bowl.
And
stupid Tom Brady.
Well, you know, it's like when you're watching, you just have to hand it to him. You know, you have to say, you know, I'm watching Michael Jordan play.
Yeah, he's
you know,
best.
And I remember like the Sonics playing the Bulls, and the Bulls for me, like I'm from Chicago.
Right.
I was a Bull fan and still am a Bull fan.
Correct.
But
it's pointless.
It was it got to the point like where it was like I everybody and their dog is a Bull fan.
Right.
And they're all just, you know, so many bandwagoners and it's lost its sheen. Like being the Bull fan lost its sheen for me. It never really did for my brother, but it did for me, mainly because I've become such a Sonic fan.
Right.
With Gary Payton and Sean Kemp and Nate McMillan and Detlef Schrempf and all those guys.
But when you're watching the best of the best do their thing,
there is something about it. Yeah, there's something about it. So
I will forever be able to tell my kids, like, I watched Tom Brady play. He won 5 Super Bowls.
Like, and it was like the NBA playoffs last year when LeBron James in Game 7, like, you know,
makes the best.
Yeah. You're watching
the best of the best.
Yeah, do their thing.
Right.
You know, at the top of their game, who's going to go down as one of the greatest ever.
Of all time.
So so there's a certain honor in that and just being witness to it.
It's a bummer that my team didn't win, but it was such a good game. Like, it's okay.
It is okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll watch it again next year.
Me too. Although we didn't talk about it, but the NFL has lost a lot of its sheen, sheen with a lot of people.
A lot of
it. And, and part of me is like thinking that it's doomed. I don't know.
It's a slow burn, but yeah. It's ending. Yeah.
Yeah. That like, which is cool. I think baseball should live on forever.
Oh yeah, it will.
And I think that it should get more publicity than it does. Football's its own worst enemy. I don't know. Maybe not.
We'll see.
Maybe not.
The future will tell.
Yes.
But anyway.
But it was good.
Let us know your thoughts on the Super Bowl. Let us know who you think is going to win the Life's a Binge versus the Life Moves Pretty Fast golf tournament coming up.
Tournament of life.
If there was a commercial that we missed or whatever, any of that stuff, let us know. Hit us up. You can find us on Facebook and all that stuff. But for this week, this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared. You don't even know your name.
I'm Jared, too. I'm BJ, the other one.
And?
Wait a minute. Though this is coming out tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
Then it's fine.
That's all right.
All right.
Let's do it again.
All right.
For this week, this has been Life's Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And
we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a binge! Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
I have to pee so bad.
Oh, good holding on.